Give us a call here at 929-477-3987. That's 929-477-3987. The Armchair Quarterback Fantasy Football Radio Show is on the air.
Something of a fifth of September. She said a lot that I can't remember. Something of a fifth. Then there was something that's falling. I think I saw something that's falling, but I didn't hear it, so I took the fall, and that's the story of that fall.
Okay. I don't know what happened there, but anyways, all that music's over with. Welcome to Fantasy Football, the Fantasy Football Hoppy Hour here presented to you by V Pizza on acqbradio.com. We have big news. If you have not heard, next week, starting at the same time slot, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central, you can still hear the show on acqbradio.com, and you will also be able to listen to on 102.1 WFOY in St. Augustine. You can hear it all the way up into Jacksonville. You can also pick it up on 1240 AM for those of you that still listen to AM radio.
Well, we're moving on now.
I'd like to welcome in onto the show Justin Rollin, Brad Shelton. Brad, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good to be here. Another Sunday of football.
Waller, how are you?
Doing great, man. Couldn't have said it any better. Just great to be here. Excited for our new news and ready to watch some football, man.
We have decided that if we don't speak of the game that took place in the swamp yesterday, it didn't really happen. So let's get into fantasy football. And Timus Wheaton, if you call in, we're going to choke you through the microphone.
Yeah, a lot about only hating you one day yesterday.
That sorry SOB finally got on Twitter, and that's who inboxed me yesterday. I was trying to forget about the game, so I was going to scroll around on Twitter and see what was going on about a half hour after the game, and I see this inbox. I'm like, oh, somebody inboxed me. I'm thinking it's got something to do with the fantasy football show. And it's that jack leg. I'm like, oh, man. Why did I teach you how to get on Twitter? Anyways, fantasy football is here. Next week, we will be coming to you live from 102.1 WFOY. We are signing a six-month contract for that, so we'll be on there for at least 6 months, hopefully more. Hopefully, it's a good partnership. And we are looking to add more shows. We're just starting off baby steps and getting the fantasy football show in. So you can tweet us live at ACQB Radio on Twitter, or you can call in at 929-477-3987. That's 929-477-3987. Let's kind of start this off. We're going to do the DraftKings at the end so that people can get onto their site and kind of go over what they need to do. So if you're planning on playing DraftKings and you want our advice, we're going to do that at about 11:45 a.m. Eastern. Let's start off with some stardoms and sit-ems. If any of them have kind of jumped out at you real quick, if you do own Alshon Jeffrey, he will not play, in case you haven't seen that. And Eddie Royal will be a game-time decision. The problem with that, it's a 4 p.m. kickoff. So with that being said, you might if you're planning on starting Eddie Royal, you might want to have a heck of a backup plan if he doesn't play either. The guy plays in a 4 o'clock game or tonight's game or Monday night's game. And Le'Veon Bell is back. So all you Le'Veon Bell owners that drafted him, hi, he is back. And he will be going up against a tough St. Louis defense, but he is back, and I expect for them to use him quite a bit today. What else jumps out at you as far as stardoms and sit-ems this week? We'll start with you, Justin Waller.
Well, my first couple are going to be my sit-ems there. I'd sit Murray today. He's had a rough few weeks to start off the season. He's questionable today with a hamstring going against tough Jets defense. So if you've got another option there, that's something I would definitely put him on the bench there. I'm thinking he's going to have limited snaps. Eddie Lacy as well. If you have James Starks, I think he could be a good fill-in for you today. He's probably going to be on a limited snap count with that ankle injury. And one that's really affecting a lot of lineups is going to be Eric Decker. I'm seeing questionable on some sites, but ESPN's got him as being out. So I do not believe you're going to see Decker against the Eagles today. So that's probably going to be a big one to sit right there.
Okay, and Brad, you got any stardoms and sit-ems that kind of jump out to you this week? Of course, if you haven't heard, these are big news, but this happened earlier in the week. Romo and Breeze are also out. But
yeah.
If you didn't know that, you probably shouldn't be playing fantasy football. nothing
well,
against you personally, but this may not be the game for you. All right, what about you, Brad?
If you do have Breeze hurt or Romo and you were able to pick up Marcus Mariota, who was available on a lot of lines, on a lot of draft boards, I think that you can get him and be able to get some decent numbers. He has 6 touchdowns as a rookie in his first 2 games. He's got a matchup against the Colts, who's not a great a pass defense, so he might be able to get you by hopefully with a pretty decent game. The start of the week obviously is Russell Wilson, I think, as far as I'm concerned, the quarterback. If you have him, you have to play him. Cam Newton's another guy. I think that, with that crazy Panthers offense that's not doing too well, I think he's still a good start. Yeah, he put up 27.4 fantasy points last week against the Texans, and he's going against the Saints with, like you just mentioned, without Drew Brees. So I think that he should have a good day too. I mean, if we get into the other positions, there's a few other guys. As far as sit goes this week on quarterbacks, I would sit Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford has struggled a little bit this year, and he's going against the Broncos defense, who's number 1 this year so far in passing yards allowed. So I know a lot of people are going to want to put him in just because his name is Matthew Stafford, but if you have somebody else, I'd probably get him out of there.
Yeah, I've got Stafford in one of my leagues, and I have to choose between him and Big Ben Roethlisberger going into St. Louis, but I'm just going to roll the dice on Roethlisberger just because I'm not. It makes me a little nervous because it is a pretty good defense and it's on the road. But it is in a dome, too, so you have to look at it that way. Is it a good offense might get rolling in a dome, especially with having Le'Veon Bell back and whatnot. I expect a pretty decent day from Roethlisberger. He may not put up 350 and 3 touchdowns, but I feel pretty good about him today.
And fantasy owners, if you have Todd Gurley, if he's on a waiver wire line, go snatch up Todd Gurley. I would be a little bit skeptical to kind of put him in my lineup this week. He will be splitting carries coming back from that ACL injury that he suffered last year. But I believe with Jeff Fisher, they're going to be very cautious with him. I don't think you're going to see any more than 8 to 10 carries, so it kind of takes his fantasy production kind of out for this week, but he's definitely somebody if you have. I'd keep him on your bench this week and then look to see how they utilize him and then maybe get him in your starting lineups next week. The same thing goes for another guy. Isaiah Crowell's back up, Duke Johnson. If he's out there, I'd get Duke Johnson too. They really like
Duke
Johnson.
I've got him in a trade in the V Pizza League. I traded him for Giovanni Bernard, the guy that wanted Bernard had Jeremy Hill. And it may not be this week, it may not be next week, but Duke Johnson, if anyone watched him in college, he is the real deal. He is every bit as talented as Todd Gurley. I think those two were head and shoulders the most talented backs to come out of this year's draft. Heck, they might be the most talented backs to come out of any draft in a while. I mean, they're throwback kind of runners. They're Adrian Peterson types where you could see them carrying the load for a long time. They're not your
– And he just got off to a slow start because he was injured in the preseason. They've got Isaiah Crowell, but like you said, Mac, I believe it's just a matter of time. Maybe not this week, next week, but Duke Johnson will take over the feature back role there. Over.
All right, we got one real quick. I can't even make out what this name is. You know how Twitter is. But anyways, it says, who should I start? Help! Lamar Miller or Andre Johnson? I'll let
Wow.
Lamar Miller is going up against Buffalo at home, or Andre – I say Lamar Miller. Andre Johnson hasn't done anything yet.
Well
– he ain't played the Titans yet either.
Yeah, I'm –
I'm going to go with Johnson on that one.
I'm going with Johnson, too. And Johnson hasn't done anything. So Lamar Miller has only had 67 yards and no touchdowns in his first two games. And the Bills, they're tough on the run this class.
They're at home for the first time. They're at home for the first time.
I don't think it matters against the Bills. He's coming off a sprained ankle, and he hasn't been very productive in the first two games. The Bills have a very stout run defense. You know, it's kind of a hard – two to choose from, because Andre Johnson is 34 years old, and there's three or four receivers in Indianapolis. But I really like Andrew Luck. And I'll take my chances rolling the dice with Andrew Luck against the Titans than I would an injured Lamar Miller versus a really good Buffalo Bills defense. I would go with Andre Johnson.
And I'll just throw this out there. I don't know. He's probably not sitting there, but I would look and see if Moncrief is sitting on your waiver wire. And if he is, I would drop Johnson and pick him up, because I think that's going to be your better Colts if you want to stick with a receiver.
PPR league, Doug Baldwin or Bilal Powell? I think that's a no-brainer. Doug Baldwin going up against that Chicago defense? Forget about it.
I agree. Russell Wilson's going to have a heyday, no doubt.
Baldwin, I mean, I know he's not your typical household name. I know one thing. I'm getting tired of looking at Britt McKendry's phony mug on ESPN. I've already seen her three times this morning. For people that don't remember, that's the lady that, I'll use that in a loose term. That was the female reporter that showed her rear end at that parking garage earlier this year, where she was basically calling the attendant a lowlife because she was on TV and the attendant was not. And basically one of these people that are just full of herself. And, hate to throw it out there, but you can tell she's bleaching her eyebrows. What's up with that there, Britt? All right, anyways.
She's still hot.
That might be true, but I find her despicable. Like she might be in theory an attractive person, but because I know what I know about her, she just disgusts me. She turns my stomach. I'd rather go out on a date with Rosie O'Donnell, man. At least I know.
Oh
I'd,
my
I'd,
gosh!
At least I know.
You did not go there. No way.
At least I get some laughs. Well, probably not. She's really not that funny. But there's several people I would rather hang out with than her. I'll put it that way.
The only way I'm kicking her out of bed is to do it on the floor. That's it.
She is just despicable. Ugh. Anyways, back to fantasy football. And I mean, the only reason why she's even got a job is because she is attractive, and the nerds are sitting there thinking they have a shot with her at some point. If you think she was rude to the parking lot attendant, why don't you go try to buy her a drink sometime? Let me see what the next one is. Some of these don't make any sense. We just went over the fact that you got to start Todd Gurley. Going on to the next, some of these get mixed in with advertisements. They try to trick me. C.J. Anderson, are you expecting? It wasn't really a starting receiver question, but what are you expecting out of C.J. Anderson today?
You know, I would hope that he's able to bounce back. and have a little bit better week. He's been a real disappointment. I know I had him in one of my keeper leagues. I didn't give up a whole lot for him because I got him really cheap last year, but he's one of my starting running backs, and he's really hurt me this year. He's one of those guys that could explode. That offense is a new offense, and they're still trying to get the wheels turning and everything clicking. So I think that Denver offense is going to gradually get better week to week. So I wouldn't give up on C.J. Anderson, even though a lot of people on Twitter have given up on C.J. Anderson. And I read earlier this week where they have been sending him a lot of nasty hate mail. And he pretty much came out and told all his fantasy football owners, if you don't like what I'm doing, just drop me, cut me. I'll make it easy for you. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But I do like him. I think he's still going to be a good back this season.
Abdullah or Doug Martin in a PPR league?
Abdullah.
I think so, too. Doug Martin's got a tough task going into Houston. They're looking for their first win. We're going to take a real quick break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to be doing – what do we have set up next? We're going to do a couple of picks against the spread, and we will continue to answer fantasy football questions. Give us a call here at 929-477-3987. That's 929-477-3987. You're listening to Armchair Quarterback Radio. Next week, WFOY. Armchair Quarterback Radio's Fantasy Football Hour comes your way every Sunday at 11 a.m. here on 102.1 FM and 1240 a.m. WFOY. Justin Waller, Brad Shelton, and Mac McGee answer all of your fantasy football news, pickups, stardoms, and sit-ems. Find Armchair Quarterback Radio on Facebook for show schedules, breaking news, and sports funnies. That's the Fantasy Football Hour every Sunday at 11 a.m. here on WFOY. Armchair Quarterback Radio, the lighter side of Southern sports. Armchair Quarterback Radio's Fantasy Football Hour comes your way every Sunday at 11 a.m. here on 102.1 FM and 1240 a.m. WFOY. Justin Waller, Brad Shelton, and Mac McGee answer all of your fantasy football news, pickups, stardoms, and sit-ems. Find Armchair Quarterback Radio on Facebook for show schedules, breaking news, and sports funnies. That's the Fantasy Football Hour every Sunday at 11 a.m. here on WFOY. Armchair Quarterback Radio, the lighter side of Southern sports. Welcome back to ACQBRadio.com. I'm Mac McGee sitting alongside Justin Waller and Brad Shelton. Give us a call here at 929-477-3987. That's 929-477-3987. We are going to take all your fantasy football questions. You can also tweet us at ACQBRadio on Twitter. If you do not understand Twitter, we do not have time to explain it to you. Okay. Getting into a couple of the bets today, as far as if you're looking to maybe go on to some of these sites and lay some money down and see if you got something that you might want to, you know, basically throw your money away like Waller and I did yesterday. And we cannot catch a break. I mean, first of all, that Tennessee game was ours, and then the safety decided that he was going to play tennis instead of football. He was going to charge the net. And then a couple other games did not go over well. We pushed on the TCU game. BYU got obliterated. Tennessee lost. And then the only one that we covered – later on, I took Arkansas plus 7.5 for $10. That's the only good thing that came out of yesterday. Anyways, NFL, new day, new chance to lose more money. Real quick, we're just going to go over some of the spreads, and then we'll get right back into fantasy football talk. But if you do have any questions on some spreads, we will definitely answer them for you. What you might want to do is call in and then take the exact opposite of what we say. The Steelers are a 1-point underdog at St. Louis. I like for them to win that game. What about y'all?
I like the Steelers in that one.
Le'Veon Bell coming back. I'm sorry, do what, Brad?
I said I agree with you, too. I'll go with Pittsburgh, too. Exactly what you said, Le'Veon Bell. Ben Roethlisberger is on fire. They have Antonio Bryant. There's just more weapons there. I'd take Pittsburgh, too.
Atlanta is a one-point favorite at Dallas. No Romo, no Bryant. I think the Falcons actually look fairly decent this year. I know their defense isn't the greatest, but I think they're going to put up some points. I like the Falcons. What say y'all?
I'm going to jinx it and say that's the lock of the week. I don't see the Cowboys hanging with the Falcons with all their injuries. I'm surprised that line hasn't changed more than that. So,
I saw
this morning, it's still sitting at one. I was like, man.
The Cowboys are at home, and it's always been this way. Vegas is always giving the Cowboys more credit than what they normally deserve because they have so many fans out there that like to bet on them. That's got something to do with it. There's a lot of money going to Dallas, so that's why the line is so low. I just don't see how they're going to be able to keep up with Atlanta's offense. I know Dallas' defense is better, but they're going to get worn down, especially, you know, it may not be this week, but after a few weeks of always being out there on the field, that Dallas defense isn't going to look as good as it did in the first few weeks. Baltimore is a – so all these are basically pick-em games. Baltimore is a 1.5-point favorite at home against Cincinnati. They're 0-2. They lost two tough games at Denver and at Oakland. I think they're due for a win. I think you got to take the Ravens. What do you think, Brad?
Yeah, this is going to be a really good football game, but I think Baltimore is going to be 0-3. I'm taking Cincinnati.
Really?
If you go down, I'm going to take Cincinnati. Jeremy Hill, I think, got benched last week for his two fumbles. I really think he'll rebound this week to a Baltimore team who averaged almost 5 yards of rush last week. But, I mean, you look at Flacco, you look at Dalton, you're pretty even there. I think if you go down the board, you know, Baltimore's got Forsett versus Hill. It's going to be a close game, but I'm going to take the Bengals. I think they'll squeak it out.
Okay.
I agree exactly with Brad.
I'm not buying it. I think the Ravens are a playoff team, and if the Ravens are going to make the playoffs, they got to win today. Then Baltimore, you're 0-2. I don't know. We'll see.
I think Andy Dalton's going to scorch that secondary. I mean, David Carr's thwarted it.
Who's going to scorch
David
secondary? You think Andy Dalton's going to scorch a secondary in Baltimore?
I think he will today.
He does have AJ Green. AJ Green is better than any receiver Baltimore has.
And Eifert.
And Eifert. They're both really good receivers. Baltimore is the best receiver is a 35-year-old Steve Smith. He's still pretty good, but I think it's going to be a really good game. If I'm a betting man, I don't touch this game.
Baltimore's best receiver today is going to be their secondary because they're going to be picking Andy Dalton off left and right. Andy Dalton is going to remind us that he's Andy Dalton today. Mark my words.
What is Andy Dalton's numbers this year? Does anybody have those? I think he's passed for over 400 yards. Has he thrown picks this year? He's not.
Give it to you right now.
I think he's thrown a little over 400 yards and 3 or 4 touchdowns, and I just don't know how many picks he's thrown.
Against Oakland.
Two.
And who did they play? Oakland, San Diego? I think that's right. No, Andy Dalton plays for Cincinnati.
They played San Diego. San Diego last week.
Right. And they played Oakland the first week. We'll see, but I think the Ravens are not going to go 0-3. That's going to be our head-butting play of the week, I guess. So I guess stay away from it, but I like the Ravens. The Saints, where is this at? The Saints are getting 9.5 points. That doesn't make sense. I don't know why this is on my card. Okay, let's go to the next one. Houston, minus six. Houston, minus six at home against Tampa Bay. I think that's almost a lock.
Well,
Tampa Bay's going to get rolled.
But Tampa Bay won a big game last week, and it took me out of
against
my survival
the Saints.
Pool. Yeah, but the Saints were like 13.5 point favorites, and I had the Saints in my survival.
Why were they? My point is, why were they? I've said from the jump this year, the Saints might be the worst team in football. Look, you've got an aging quarterback who's about 5'5". Now he's hurt. I don't know. I feel like he was winning by luck his entire career, anyways, because you can't tell me he can actually see the receivers over that offensive line. Okay, there's no way. So, you know, he's 5'5". The linemen are 6'5". He's just hoping. He thinks he sees a glimpse of a what color is their helmet? Gold, I guess. Of a gold helmet streaking down the field, and he throws towards it. There's no way he actually sees these receivers. So, anyways, now he's older. He's like 35 years old. He's got a busted rotator cuff. He's going to go sit on the bench for a while. They say he's basically going to play offensive coordinator today for McCown, which might be the best place for him at this point in his career. If you drafted Drew Brees this year, you're a sucker. But I just don't see the Saints. Don't get me wrong. The Panthers are – back to the Saints-Panthers game, that's a 9.5-point spread. I think that's pretty much a lock because the Panthers are not going to give up many points to the Saints. And the Panthers will eventually – pull away. I think the Panthers win by about 14 to 17 points. But I hate giving up that many points in an NFL game. But Texans, they're in the same boat that Baltimore's in. They're 0-2. They're at home. And they're up against a really bad team in Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is not as good as they looked last week. They're much more.
To be 5'5". Just to give Brees a little bit of credit here, he is fourth all-time in passing yardage in NFL history. So he didn't get lucky to get 56,000 passing yards, but I agree. He's a little guy. And this time
he's a little guy. I mean, I was over-exaggerating, but he's a little guy, and those little guys, they don't age well.
No, you're right. They don't last as long as your 6'4", 6'5".
That's Temus. They just don't age well, man. because he never had the strongest arm on the planet to begin with, and now he's gotten older. He's starting to have injury issues. But back to the actual game that I was talking about, Tampa Bay. Man, do you not just think that Jameis Winston's going to be running for his life with that horrible, arguably the worst offensive line of football? And he's got J.J. Watts on one side, and he's got the kid from South Carolina on the other. I mean, if I were him, I'd be coming in, having some hamstring issues as I was taping up today. I'm not feeling this one today, Lovey.
So Tampa Bay's offensive line is competing with the Eagles' offensive line. So it's going to be the worst?
It's worse.
It's
is much
close.
Worse. I watched all of their preseason games this year. And it is awful. I mean, it looks like a jailbreak on every snap. And so it's not necessarily that Doug Martin's that bad or that Jameis Winston's going to be that bad. Their offensive line is awful. They showed a stat, and I can't remember, so I'm not even going to try to pretend to throw it out there. But they showed a stat as far as the talent on the Tampa Bay offensive line, and it's laughable. As far as how many of them were high draft picks and whatnot. I mean, they were signing guys off the street towards the end of the preseason. Literally. Like I saw the signs. I almost picked up an application. I mean, it was that bad.
Hey, guys, they just announced, I just seen it updated, DeMarco Murray has been listed as inactive today, so he will not play.
Okay,
wow.
Well, that goes into another question someone had, if they should start Dunbar, Baldwin. Obviously, this is a flex position. Dunbar, Baldwin, or back to our Lamar Miller? Yeah, that's a tough one.
Possibly
Dunbar.
That is a tough one. I would say Dunbar because he's the running back. And Baldwin is not.
The only thing that scares me about Dunbar, it's a no-brainer if Tony Romo's playing. But with Brandon Weeden there, I don't know how many runs he's going to get because they might get behind big. And he is their dump-off option. But that was Tony Romo's dump-off option. You never know what Brandon Weeden's going to be looking for. Because I'm not even sure if Witten says he's going to go, but I'm not sure how much Witten's going to play. Witten's never missed a game, so he's got that mentality. But, buddy, if you're going to miss a few games, this might be a good time in your career to do it. Romo's gone. Dez Bryant's gone. Anyways, that'll end the debate on the point spreads. I don't think there's any other games that really jump out. I mean, a lot of them are, there is one intriguing one. Kansas City's getting a touchdown tomorrow night against Green Bay. If you had a bad day today, you might want to jump on Kansas City more because I think that's going to be a really good game. And I think a touchdown's a lot to give up in the NFL. It seems like these games like that normally come down to much closer than that. Colts Titans are +3. I think that's about where it should be. The Colts should get the win today, but it would not shock me if Tennessee upset them. But anyways, give us a call here at 929-477-3987. When we come back, we will continue your live tweets. Let's go ahead and reset real quick. We'll be right back on acqbradio.com. Armchair Quarterback Radio's Fantasy Football Hour comes your way every Sunday at 11 a.m. here on 102.1 FM and 1240 a.m. WFOY. Justin Waller, Brad Shelton, and Mac McGee answer all of your fantasy football news, pickups, stardoms, and sit-ems. Find Armchair Quarterback Radio on Facebook for show schedules, breaking news, and sports funnies. That's the Fantasy Football Hour every Sunday at 11 a.m. here on WFOY. Armchair Quarterback Radio, the lighter side of Southern sports.
Fantasy football's begun. Got my team, the draft is done. I'm the guy you can't ignore. Yes, I am hardcore.
Okay, we are back here on acqbradio.com. Justin Waller, Brad Shelton. Let's get back into some sit-ems and pick-ems and all that kind of stuff. We'll be doing the DraftKings here in about 15 minutes. As you're probably watching ESPN or whatnot, is there anything that's jumping out at y'all real quick while I go into the tweets and whatnot?
The big news with Murray Hopkins, he's been listed as expected to play, but be leery there because he's got one more concussion protocol that he will have to meet before the game. So, and if you've got a deeper team or you've got some options, that might want to be something you look at there. Brad, what are your underdogs, man, that you're picking this week that have favorable matchups that you might want to sit one of these big names for? You got any of those?
Are you talking just any position? Is that what you're saying?
Receivers and backs primarily, just something that favorables match up. Like we got Marshawn Lynch, it's questionable.
He's going to play. All indications that Marshawn Lynch is going to play. He's not going to sit out, against a terrible Bears defense. He's not going to miss that matchup. They're going to, you can leave Marshawn Lynch in your lineups. There's no way that guy is not going to play. They've been babying all week. I still think that today Trey Mason is the guy. If you need somebody to pick up, he's still going to get the majority of the carries with Gurley, being on a roll limit. Duke Johnson, we talked about earlier, I still think he's a guy that could have a big day. We don't know how many carries he's going to get because of Isaiah Crowell still starting. And then Matthews, Murray's out, so that's the obvious guy. If you're hurting, there's probably not too many people that have him on their rosters. Go pick up Matthews, put him in your starting lineup. I don't know how he's going to do against a really stout Jets defense. I wouldn't advise starting him if you could find somebody else, but, you know, in an emergency crisis, that's what you need to do.
Okay. See, just kind of going over the wire right now. Some of these ranks that ESPN does just dumbfound me. As you see them scroll across, like I just, man, he's just looking at his profile picture. I don't have a whole lot of faith in starting Danny Woodhead. Have you seen this guy's profile picture? I mean, they look like they just picked him off of a skid row.
Well, I mean, Danny Woodhead is one of those guys. He's had more, you know, he's actually done pretty good as far as fantasy production. I've actually, you know, he's actually scored more fantasy points than Adrian Peterson, LeSean McCoy, Marshawn Lynch, and Jeremy Hill in the first 2 weeks. So while we may bash Danny Woodhead, he has outscored some big, big names. So, and I mean, I think as far as putting him in as a flex starter against the Vikings, who've been very inconsistent against the runners, against running backs this season so far, I think that he's still a decent play, especially when you have Melvin Gordon, who hasn't really come into his own yet and established himself as a premier running back. I think that Melvin Gordon's another one of those who will.
I'll tell you
over
what.
The course of the season, but Danny Woodhead is a decent play, you know.
Let me tell you something about Danny Woodhead. He's going to be Drew Brees in a few weeks because that guy's like 5'2", and it's just going to take one little knock to the shin or the shoulder, and he's going to be limping around, and Melvin Gordon's going to be eating up. So if you give me Melvin Gordon, I'll give you Danny Woodhead for the rest of the season. I guarantee you come playoff time, you're going to be bumming when it comes to having Woodhead on your roster.
Why are you knocking the little people?
They're creepy and weird. Okay. Is this a circus? I'm just joking. Not really. So, next pick. See what we got here. So some of these people just keep going over and over the same stuff over and over again. Here we go. Fantasy football pick. Need advice. Do I start? Well, that's. I almost wonder if they're just reading across ESPN's line because it's right where they're at. Anyways, this person wants to know, do they start Stevie Johnson at the Vikings or Mike Wallace at the Chargers? I would go with Stevie Johnson. I think Mike Wallace's best days were never in front of him. I think he's always been a little overrated. I think Mike Wallace was in a really good system up in Pittsburgh, and good for him for getting the money that he got, but if I'm going to roll the dice, I'm going to roll the dice with Philip Rivers, receiver.
I agree. I concur.
I agree as well.
Well, now this is just stupid. If you have this going on, you probably should just give up. Let me read this again. Make sure I got this right. I don't know why these people are. You think we're in a deep league. This guy must be in a 45-man league. Wants to know Ted Ginn Jr. or Eric Decker, which isn't Eric Decker out?
He's out.
I believe Eric Decker is out.
All right, and the third one was Nate Washington. So basically, Nate Washington or who did I say? Ted Ginn Jr.
Nate Washington.
I mean, is this like we spent all our money and we're playing DraftKings and we got to just put some in there?
That's what I'm wondering. That's what I'm wondering, because I'm thinking they're at the bottom of the barrel at this point.
Maybe this is a 16-man league.
or 76-man league.
I did see
I
Washington
even have them
drafted
on
in our league.
Do what?
I did see Nate Washington got drafted in our league, so it might be a 16-man league.
I bet he did.
Man, that's tough. I'm going to go with Nate Washington.
I guess.
By default, I will go with Nate Washington, too. He had a really good first game.
God, there's got to be something better out there on the wire. Tweet me back if you find other players on your wire, because I'd be willing to bet anybody's better than that. Heck, if you can slide a kicker into that somehow, do it. I'd rather put Scobie Duck up there than you kidding me? I didn't want Nate Washington on my team when Nate Washington was supposed to be good. And that's been a long time. Let's take a real quick break, and when we come back, we're going to just jump into the DraftKings, because I think that it's going to take us a hot minute to get through all these, because there's a lot of intriguing options on the on DraftKings. We're going to take a 30-second break. When we come back, Armchair Quarterback Radio is going to be picking our DraftKings picks. You can ask us for who you are thinking about taking. Just go to DraftKings.com and look at their setup, and you'll be on the same page as us as far as these are set up under a salary cap, and it's one-day league. So go to DraftKings. Don't knock us off the air. Remember, open up a second window if you're listening, Timus. And give us a call here at 929-477-3987. We will be back in exactly 30 seconds. Armchair Quarterback Radio's Fantasy Football Hour comes your way every Sunday at 11 a.m. here on 102.1 FM and 1240 a.m. WFOY. Justin Waller, Brad Shelton, and Mac McGee answer all of your fantasy football news, pickups, stardoms, and sit-ems. Find Armchair Quarterback Radio on Facebook for show schedules, breaking news, and sports funnies. That's the Fantasy Football Hour every Sunday at 11 a.m. here on WFOY. Armchair Quarterback Radio, the lighter side of Southern sports. Okay, we are back, and we have a caller. Who do we have here in the 901 area code? Welcome to Armchair Quarterback Radio.
Hey, Mac. It's Will Banks.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing, man. I just off work today. Thought I'd listen in.
Okay, we're doing a couple of we're doing a fantasy football show up until the top of the hour, and what we're at right now is we're doing DraftKings, and if you're planning on doing DraftKings, you got about a little over an hour to make your picks. Brad, were you able to pull up your team yet and make your picks, or do you still need a second?
No, I've got mine whenever you're ready.
Okay. Starting next week, we're actually going to start tallying these, and we'll do some kind of competition between us, but
Yeah, they start doing that, Will Banks, because I would be 1-0. So we conveniently
start on WFOY. People down in St. Augustine, Jacksonville. I don't want them to get in the middle of. They're like, "What? We're in week three. What the hell are you talking about? Where was I during week one and two?" There's no telling what's playing on that station right now.
I'm just joshing you, But yeah, I have my lineup whenever you're ready.
All right, who do you got at quarterback? Let's do it this way. Who do you have at quarterback this week?
At quarterback, I went down the list a little bit, spent $6,100, and I picked up Marcus Mariota, who I think is a good play this week at home against the Colts.
Okay, and your two running backs?
My two running backs, I took Isaiah Crowell for $4,500, and I took Melvin Gordon, I think, a good play for $5,000.
Okay. And your receivers?
I went high here. I spent the money saved on running back and quarterback to get Antonio Brown. He cost me $8,900. So he has been a receiving magnet. And if we're going by PPR, he's great. I also took Amari Cooper, $6,200 for him. And then I took Edelman for $7,000.
And your tight end?
Tight end, I took Delanie Walker, who's back this week. So I've got the combo tight end there, $3,400 for Delanie. And my flex position, I took Latavius Murray against the Browns, $5,800. And then I closed it off. My defense I took this week was the Patriots at home against the Jaguars, and they cost me $3,100.
Okay, and just to recap, it was Mariota, and then your running backs were Crowell, and who was the other guy? I'm sorry.
Melvin Gordon.
Gordon, okay. So you got Mariota, Crowell, Gordon, Brown, Cooper, Edelman, Walker, Murray, and the Patriots defense. Who do you have,
yeah.
Waller?
Quarterback, I went Roethlisberger. Running backs, Jamaal Charles. And I went with James Starks. Tried to save a little there. I think he's going to get the carries today, especially on goal line. Wide receiver, I did similar to Brad. I went Antonio Brown, Julian Edelman. And then I went with Larry Fitzgerald with a matchup with the Niners. Tight end, I went Heath Miller. That was a toss-up there, but figured I'd double up with Roethlisberger. And my flex, I went Travis Benjamin, the Cleveland wide receiver. And defense, went with the Jets.
You do know that Travis Benjamin is not going to be playing against the Titans this week, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. He said he was taking Travis Benjamin, and I said, you do know he's not playing against the Titans this week, right?
he's averaging 100 yards a game, so he'll be all right.
Gotcha.
He's not gonna have safeties bumping into each other and tripping over their own shoelaces. I took Andrew Luck for my quarterback. I actually had it as a couple of others, but I had money to spare, which probably means the rest of my team may not be so good, but I'll take it. I'm going to roll the dice with Duke Johnson this week. He's at home against Oakland, and I think he's going to – I think this might be his coming out party. Taking LeSean McCoy. I expect him to have a big role this week in the game plan against the Dolphins. So I'm taking LeSean McCoy. We've already talked about this guy a few times today, and this is probably why I've talked about him. Doug Baldwin. I'm going to take Doug Baldwin. He's only at $4,000. Duke Johnson was at $3,400. LeSean McCoy was $6,100. And Andrew Luck was $7,900. So I've got Baldwin as my receiver. I also took Edelman. I think he's going to blow up against the Jaguars. And I took Kendall Wright. The only reason why is that because I think they're going to have to chuck the ball. And the Colts' defense does not look very good. So what I'm really hoping is that Colts-Titans game is going to be a shootout. If that sucker's like 3-0 at halftime, I guarantee I'm not doing very well. tight end, I went ahead and took the Gronk. I think he's going to tear up Jacksonville. My flex is Justin Forsett. And my defense took the Texans at home against Tampa Bay. I think they're going to get sacks. I think they might even get a defensive touchdown. I really like the Texans at home today against the Bucks. I know they have a win, but it's against the Saints, so that really should just have an asterisk. So just across the board to give you, we'll keep check of these points this week, but we'll actually start it next week for an actual competition. But it's Mariota, Roethlisberger, and Andrew Luck. That's who we had. I'm reading left to right. Brad, Waller, and myself. Our running backs look like Crowell, Jamaal Charles, Duke Johnson, Gordon, Starks, and LeSean McCoy. Our flexes, Brad and I both took running backs with Murray and Forsett. Waller's rolling the dice with Travis Benjamin, hoping he has a good game. And he is home against Oakland. Oakland has given up a lot of points so far, so it's probably not a bad play. Both y'all took Antonio Brown. We all took Julian Edelman. The difference is basically I took Wright and Baldwin, and y'all took Fitzgerald and Cooper would be the difference there. And then the defenses, all pretty good plays, I think. Patriots at home against the Jags. The Jets were home against Philly, and the Texans are home against Tampa. The Philly one, the Jets one makes me pause a bit because they do have talent in Philadelphia. Are they going to get it figured out? I don't know. But they do, in theory, they should be able to score points. But so far, they have not looked like the team that they're supposed to be. So, Will Banks, any takes on the NFL today as far as fantasy football goes?
Well, I think you touched on an interesting point there with the Jets-Philly game. And if LeSean McCoy is a big part of that. The Jets actually give up more passing yards to their running back. So that's where their defense, which every defense is going to have a weakness. That happens to be theirs. So if Philadelphia is able to exploit that, they could have a big game there, and the Jets might not work out.
McCoy is in Buffalo now.
Oh, is he? Well, show us what I know about football.
They signed DeMarco Murray, but didn't we just see that he's not going to play? Yeah.
I think he got hurt. Yeah.
I'll tell you what might be a decent play. Brad, tell me what your thoughts are on this one. I'll tell you what might be a decent play is Allen Robinson for the Jaguars going into New England, in all likelihood they're going to be down big very early. I think he might actually have a decent game.
Yeah, I like Allen Robinson. He was actually on one of my, start list. So I think you're right there. I think he's poised for a game. Didn't he catch for like 160 yards or something last week too? He really went off. So
yeah,
he's got some chemistry there with Blake Bortles, and I think that's a good play. You're right.
And I don't think they're going to be able to keep that game close enough to where they're going to be able to just pound the rock. Heck, and they're missing Robinson. A lot's going to be on Blake Bortles' shoulder. Heck, that might be a sneaky, not a real football pick, but a fantasy football pick. Blake Bortles might put some points up today because his team's going to be down. He's going to be down quickly. He's going to be down often. And they have no choice but to put the ball up because you can't expect T.J. Yeldon to just carry the load there in Foxborough and hand you a victory. If they're really trying to win the game, it's going to be all on Bortles' shoulders. They have him ranked number 20th on ESPN, but I think I would rank him up a little higher just because of the situation.
Which from a fantasy perspective, do you bench T.J. Yeldon or do you leave him in your lineups?
I would be so hesitant to start him just because I think they're going to really I think New England's going to put some points up, and when they do, are you just going to continue to just try to run the football? I don't see it.
Yeah, the good news for Yeldon and fantasy owners is T.J. Yeldon is a three-down back.
Right.
So maybe he gets you some receiving yards there. But, yeah, it's a risky play.
It's a really risky play because what you're hoping, if you start Yeldon – anytime you start a running back, what you're saying is their team's going to be in it. Hopefully they have the lead, so they're trying to eat the clock up in the late part of the game. But you're saying that they're going to be in it enough to where they'll still hand the ball to them 15 to 20 times. And in today's football, that's not realistic. For a game plan of Jacksonville going into New England, I think they're a two-touchdown underdog, to be able to run the football consistently enough to, I mean, unless he vultures some touchdowns, I would probably steer clear of Yeldon if I have a better play. If I have a better play, I'm steering clear of Yeldon. But Allen Robinson is intriguing. Some of the other receivers you might want to take a gamble on, but Julius Thomas is not back yet. I'll be interested to see what he does. But
he should be back next week, I think. He's practicing
right
now.
Right. That's what they're saying down here in Jacksonville, is that he's going to be that the target date has always been week four. Fantasy football defenses that they have ranked this week, couple that kind of jump out at you that might be a sneaky pick. You got Cleveland at home against Oakland. That's interesting. They're ranked number 14 on ESPN. I don't know if I would. The Denver, depending on Stafford, Denver might be a really good play. And I think Miami's a good play at home against Buffalo. I mean, Tyrod Taylor really hasn't been tested yet on the road. So we're going to see what he does as a rookie quarterback running for his life from Ndamukong Suh. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. We got about 5 minutes left. See if we got any tweets. If y'all got anything that you want to talk about, just go ahead and shoot out there. But let's see if we got any live tweets going on here. Are there any stardoms or sit-ins that kind of jump out at you? Here's a good question. Is Ryan Mallett worth a risk today? He's at home against the Buccaneers defense.
Only if you don't have anything else.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just playing scenarios through my head of how you got in that situation. You must have Breeze and Romo. So, yeah, just Ryan Mallett.
All the guy says is, my quarterback's hurt. Mallett to start. Oh, Mallett a good start, question mark.
Not a good start. He's still not a good start. I don't care if he's playing against the Jacksonville high school team down there. But if that's all you got, then sometimes you just have to roll the dice.
See if Carr's available.
With DeMarco Murray out, should I bench Forsett or Ingram in favor of Matthews? I say bench Ingram.
I think I agree with you there. With Drew Brees, you can look at that two ways, though. You could say Ingram may not be as productive with Drew Brees out, but then again, you could also say, well, maybe this is a game where Mark Ingram gets 25-plus carries with Drew Brees out. So that's an interesting question for sure.
I think Ingram's going to be in that game. I think neither team's going to pull away, so the running game will be there. Ingram will score. I think actually with Murray out, Sproles is going to get a lot more, especially if they get behind to the Jets.
I agree.
So that's why I'm leaning towards Ingram. I think Sproles is going to get the bulk of the load up there today.
Yeah, the thing about Ingram is it's not just that Breeze is out, it's the fact that I still think the Panthers have a pretty good defense. And so,
hey, man, he's over 6 foot. Give him some love.
Yeah, be from Alabama.
Yeah, true.
When you're from Alabama, that merely like knocks off like at least 3 inches of height.
He's probably about 12. I guess that'd be 5.
I don't see. Let's see here. Let's see if I got any other. Let's see, Brett had some static. I'll bring him back on in just 1 second. So some of these I have to scan through because they're not actually asking questions. They're just tweeting us what they're starting. I don't care what you're starting. I mean, come on. Here's a good question. Is Matt Jones the next Arian Foster? Should I grab him? What's your take, Brad?
Is Matt Jones the next Arian Foster? I don't think so. I think
what they're saying is because he was a low drafted running back, kind of coming out of nowhere, is he going to steal the starting position? I think he is going to steal the starting position.
I think I agree with that. I mean, Alfred Morris has been a workload back the last couple of years. I do have Matt Jones. I mean, to tell you, I really like him. I have him in 3 of 5 leagues. So, I mean, I am high on Matt Jones. But if you're saying will he be the next Arian Foster as far as, you know, not drafted and picked up off waiver wires and that sort of thing, then yeah, maybe. Or late-round draft pick. As far as production, yeah, I think he's got a shot at being that guy. He's Washington fits his style of play for sure.
Jeremy Hill will get the start, by the way. I've had like four questions on that, so just to clarify, Jeremy Hill will get the start today, but man, if he starts fumbling again, look out.
They're going to give him the rock. The offensive coordinator already said for Cincinnati they're going to give him the rock. His punishment is over. So, yeah, like you said, as long as he doesn't fumble, he's the man.
Okay. Well, that's going to about do it. We're at the top of the hour, and we will see you next week. Next week we start on WFOY 102.1 FM in St. Augustine, as well as 1240 AM in St. Augustine, and it can be listened here in the Jacksonville area as well. Thanks for calling in, Matt Wilbanks. Next week we will be back on ACQBRadio.com for the Southern College Football Tailgate Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon, and then we will make our debut on WFOY. You can hear it on ACQBRadio.com. It will be simulcasted, so you can hear it at both places. Next week, 11 a.m., we begin our journey on local sports talk radio. For Brad Shelton and Justin Waller, I'm Mac McGee. Thanks for listening to Armchair Quarterback Radio. And once again, Matt, thanks for calling in. Hey, Armchair Quarterback Radio's Fantasy Football Hour comes your way every Sunday at 11 a.m. here on 102.1 FM and 1240 a.m. WFOY. Justin Waller, Brad Shelton, and Mac McGee answer all of your fantasy football news, pickups, stardoms, and sit-ems. Find Armchair Quarterback Radio on Facebook for show schedules, breaking news, and sports funnies. That's the Fantasy Football Hour every Sunday at 11 a.m. here on WFOY. Armchair Quarterback Radio, the lighter side of Southern... Like Armchair Quarterback Radio on Facebook for prizes and giveaways, and follow us on Twitter at ACQB Radio. Listen to us every Saturday on ACQBRadio.com at 10 a.m. to noon for the Southern College Football Tailgate, and Sundays at 11 a.m. here on WFOY 102.1 FM and 1240 AM. Each week to listen and win. For Justin Waller and Brad Shelton, I'm Mac McGee. Thanks for listening to Armchair Quarterback Radio, and good luck to all of your fantasy teams.